Hans Chu is touring in support of his debut album, Tennessee and Other Stories. Before heading over to JJ's Bohemia Tuesday, he stopped by the WTC studio. Tonight, he takes his four-piece band to the Earl in Atlanta. You just released your debut album.
That's correct.
I guess tell me first about your music. How would you describe it?
I would describe it as kind of an amalgamation of a lot of American styles, but basically I think it's American rock and roll with roots in country and blues and boogie-woogie, and you stir all those things together and you kind of get a pot of rock and roll.
You're a drummer and a pianist?
That's correct.
And do you do both on this album?
That's correct. On the album, I actually play drums, do all the vocals, play all the piano and organ, and a lot of the guitar. And then I have the engineer who recorded the record, Jason Marr, at Black Dirt Studio in upstate New York, plays bass on all of the tracks. And then I had some miscellaneous players fill in other little accoutrements like pedal steel guitar and a flute and things like that.
Two cuts that I heard off your website, Old Mont Eagle and Muscadine, and The Heart is Deceitful. Are they both on the album?
Old Mont Eagle and Muscadine is the first song on the first side of the record. Just a piece past 59.
Old Mont Eagle and Muscadine. So it's actually a record.
Yeah, I released the album in the LP format, a 12-inch, 33 RPM record that comes with a download coupon. I feel like we're kind of at a crossroads in formats right now in this day and age where I still do get people asking for CDs, but why not do an LP with a gatefold? You get all the liner notes, you get the LP, and then include a download coupon with the LP, and then you can make your own CD.
Makes sense.
So that's, we just decided to go that route. But yeah, Old Mont Eagle and Muscadine is part of a trilogy of songs I kind of call the Tennessee Trilogy. The title of the record is Tennessee and Other Stories, and Old Mont Eagle and Muscadine is part one of the three Tennessee kind of song cycle, and it starts off the album.
So you are a Tennessee boy.
That's correct. I was born right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, not too far down Macaulay Avenue at Memorial Hospital.
Explain to me how the name Hans came about.
Okay, well,
not your typical Tennessee name.
Not at all. In fact, my grandparents on my mother's side, who were kind of rural Tennessee tobacco farmers, they had a hard time even pronouncing Hans and getting the concept of Hans in their heads. But my father, he actually came to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and met my mother here at University of Tennessee at Chattanooga on a tennis scholarship. And long story kind of shorter, he was a huge fan of Bjorn Borg, the famous Swedish tennis player in the 1970s, and he wanted to name me Bjorn. And my mom could not stand the name Bjorn, and my father's name was John, and so I guess he still wanted to go with a European-sounding name and decided to name me Hans, which means John, Johann, Johannes, Hans. Mm-hmm. So he kind of named me John without naming me John Jr. And Chu is actually, it's a real, there's a Chu River in England and a town called Chu Stoke, C-H-E-W. It's English. It's a lot of people think that I'm of German and Asian mixed ancestry until they see me and they realize that I'm kind of of European stock, so it would seem.
Your musical influences, Dr. John was one of them. Who are some others?
Absolutely. I think that my biggest inspiration and kind of the catalyst that led me to the piano was a New Orleans pianist named James Booker. And outside of New Orleans circles, he's not very well known, but if you ask any of the most famous pianists out of New Orleans, Dr. John, or if you asked Harry Connick Jr., or if you asked Wynton Marsalis, who was the most gifted genius musician to come out of New Orleans? And I bet you categorically they would say James Booker. He was an amazing pianist and kind of a classic American archetype that is just unfortunately not as well known as he should be. But I definitely loved typical American music. I'm kind of the product of my generation. Being born in the 70s, you know, I liked Led Zeppelin a lot, and I loved things like Jerry Lee Lewis, piano boogie-woogie music. I also loved country music. The Grand Ole Opry was always on the TV when I was at my grandparents' house in Nashville. And I also grew up listening to quite a lot of hip-hop and reggae, as well as blues and country and rock and roll. So my influences are wide.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. Your first solo show, August 2009?
That's correct.
This album, Uncut, awarded you the number 3 spot on their list of best Americana albums of 2010. right behind Robert Plant and the Drive-By Truckers. What was that like?
Wow. It was kind of hard to believe. I knew that I felt that the songs were solid and that they were coming from a very honest place in my life and that I had worked really hard on it. It was kind of a shock, and I felt a little embarrassed to be put ahead on that list of somebody like Merle Haggard. But, you know, at the same time, I did feel like I had worked very hard on it, and it felt really good to have someone in the music industry really appreciate it and really enjoy it and give it such high accolades.
You're in Atlanta Wednesday night.
I'm going to be at the Earl in East Atlanta. It's about a 300-person capacity venue, great sound system, great food. I'm playing with actually a local Chattanooga singer-songwriter, Roger Allen Wade, who has written songs recorded by, I believe, Waylon Jennings and some other.
He's very well known here.
He's very well known here. Okay, so I asked him to headline the show. I'm actually going to open it for him, and I expect to see a lot of familiar faces and hopefully some unfamiliar faces, and we'll probably play at around 10 o'clock, and we'll probably do our typical set of about 45 minutes. You know, if you listen to the record, some of the things are arranged as they are on the record, and some things we actually expand a bit more, and we get loose, and we have some improv sections. We also may take a drum solo. You even may hear us begin a song and go into a medley of, say, a Rolling Stones song, come back into one of my songs. We don't really do covers, but we'll put in the old tradition of like a review. We kind of like to do it review style. We'll mix in some old soul, but largely do all of our own original material and kind of open it up and keep it fun that way and keep the audience guessing at what we might do.
The show at JJ Bohemia's tonight. Is this your first time in Chattanooga?
This is my first time to play with my solo band in Chattanooga.
And it's a four-man band.
It's piano, bass, drums, and guitar. And the drummer and the bass player sing and do all the harmony parts that you hear on the record. And we try to do the best job we can of kind of recreating the record that way.
Well, good luck in Atlanta, and sounds like your album's doing great.
Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy it.
Chu now lives in New York City. After his American tour, he will perform at the Kilkenny Rhythm and Roots Festival in Ireland and will tour with psychedelic Americana group D. Charles Spears and the Helix as a band member in support of their upcoming Thrill Jockey Records release, titled Leaving the Commonwealth. For more information, go online to Hans Chu, that's chew.com. For Around and About, I'm Julie Steele. See you.